Morning Ireland, 7 minutes to eight. Business news now from Petula Martin.
Thanks, Mary. Home builder Glenveagh Properties has reported lower revenues and profits for the 6 months to the end of June, but reiterated its full year guidance. Revenues for the half year fell by 14% to €171.6 million from €200 million in the same time last year, while its profit before tax slumped by 89% to €1.4 million from €13 million. Stephen Garvey is Glenveagh Properties CEO, and he joins us on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Petula.
What impacted profitability?
I suppose there was one main challenge that we faced turning into 2023, and that was that no planning permission had come through for us in 2022. The business probably had three main objectives at the start of the year: get planning through, get our partnerships up and running, and get NUA. We've 1,000 units being granted so far this year, and we've 1,000 units to lodge, and by the end of 2024 we'll have 70% of our entire land portfolio shovel ready to deliver. Our NUA operation, which is modern methods of construction, is now fully operational and will be capable of delivering 2,000 high quality, sustainable, energy efficient homes next year, which will make us the biggest producer of modern methods of construction in Ireland next year. And I suppose our partnerships developments, both in Ballymastone and Oscar Traynor Road, which are public-private partnerships, both of these have come through the planning system and now are both commenced. And this is a significant milestone for the business. This is mixed tenure of a large scale being delivered for cost rental, social, affordable housing across two local authorities in Dublin. We think this is the platform for the government to deliver large scale, rapid delivery of a modern mixed tenure housing going forward. And we think this is a big opportunity for both private and public sector to work together to deliver more housing into the future.
Okay, now on planning permission, the Construction Industry Federation is meeting with the government on Monday and they're calling for the allocation of funding to ease bottlenecks across planning. They're saying the planning system is critically under-resourced. I'd imagine you would agree with that.
I would agree. I've been encouraging government and I've called it out many times. We need to fix policy, we need to fix the system, but most importantly, we need to have the resources. If we put the right tools in place, we need the people to administer. And I would encourage to put people into local authorities and on board Pinola. We also need to put resources into other parts of local authorities that are involved in the development cycle. And we also need to put more resources into our utility companies so we can deliver a sustainable amount of houses year on year into the future.
Now, you mentioned the two partnerships with local authorities. How many units will those sites deliver this year or in the future?
Next year. It's next year both schemes will start delivering houses. Both schemes have over 2,000 units in total. But you will see us expedite the delivery. The plan for Oscar Traynor Road is get it up and running this year, with first homes being delivered into 2024. That's a development of 850 homes. We would, by 2027, that entire scheme could be delivered.
Could you do more of these type of partnerships, and are they profitable for Glenveagh?
Yeah, I think absolutely. If you think about it this way, the government are now the largest landowner in the state by a country mile. No one else comes near them. They have the land, they have the resources, they have the capital. There is a way of both public and private coming together and delivering rapid housing at a scale and in modern methods of construction that can, to a degree, instead of delivering 30,000 units a year, this could be a way of delivering 40,000 units a year. So we think this is a big opportunity. We should be on more than two sites. If you had 22 of these sites on the go, you could deliver thousands of houses a year.
The ECB will make an announcement on interest rates later today. Have rising interest rates pushing up the cost of mortgages, has that impacted demand for houses?
It certainly, we're very conscious of our customer and what they're seeing out there. And I suppose two fronts, the cost of living issues and also the rise in interest rates. Affordability is key to our customer. I think what's making a huge difference to our customer in the last 12 months is the first home scheme. If you were buying a house 18 months ago, you only could get 30,000 towards the purchase of that house. Today, you can get up to 120,000 with the government initiatives. So affordability is actually better than it's ever been because the state is playing such a critical role now in home ownership. So this is making a big difference. But we are very conscious of where interest rates have moved. And I suppose as a business, what we're trying to do is keep the cost of producing the house as low as possible. And you see that our average selling price is not moving up dramatically over the years, even though we've suffered massive cost inflation.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Stephen Garvey, CEO of Glenveagh Properties, thanks for coming on the programme. More business news in the next hour.